Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome to Spiritual AF, a manifestation podcast for success-driven humans. My name is Johnny Maria Gresta, and I am completely obsessed with helping you live a wildly fulfilling life where you are thriving in every way possible. I have helped thousands of humans get happier, healthier, and wealthier over the past 14 years, and now it's time for your own transformation. Let's get into today's episode. Beautiful humans, welcome back to the podcast and happy Friday. Oh, okay. If you're new here, welcome to my craziness. And if you came back for more, you're fucking amazing. Today's topic is holding space for the bigger vision for your life. Ooh, it's inspired by the fact that I just got off of a mastermind call for myself, not clients. And I was talking about the bigger vision for my business and just mapping some epic fucking shit out, getting my message out there more, integrating all of the platforms that I use and the messaging and the way I help clients. And my programs are already solid. We're not changing those, but just really looking at the next step of my business. So let's backtrack, because I'm going to use my business for the example, obviously, of holding space for a bigger vision for your life. But you can literally do this in any area of your life. You can do this in all areas. Like if you're just craving a massive up level, that's what I really call it. Like just craving everything to get better. Maybe it's in some or all areas. Or if it's like one particular area like we're talking about in my business. So holding space for the bigger vision for your life. Y'all, it gets to be fun. Can we just start with that? It gets to be fun. Now, when I used to business mentor a lot more, one of the things that I noticed about clients is that they would start to like map out what they wanted and start to work with me on the creation of their vision. And then all of a sudden, they would get so scared. So fucking scared. Some even to the point I had one client like join a business coaching program of mine and then the next day just message me like, hey, I can't do this. Like flip the fuck out. And y'all, it's okay. Like the bigger vision for your life or business or whatever is going to challenge you. It's gonna fucking challenge you. And even with this particular client, we were, I think, maybe mapping out like a $60,000 year with, which in the grand scheme of things, like, isn't the biggest, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay, it's good, you know, depending on what you need and what your desires are. But for a first year in business, that's fucking great, you know what I mean? Not everybody needs a six-figure business the first year. But we attach so much pressure to the outcome. Oh my goodness, $60,000. Oh my goodness, that many clients are going to work with me. Oh my goodness, that's what I'm going to have. And then it scares us, right? Only if you allow it. Only if you fucking allow it. And this is one of the reasons why I don't necessarily strategically business coach that much anymore. If I do work with business clients, it's more on the manifestation and the up-leveling and the inner expansion. And then like we do talk about business strategy and all that good stuff, just because we still need that. But the business strategy, the strategy for your health, the strategy for your life, even a manifestation strategy, it means nothing if you can't get your energy fully behind the up level that you are craving. I'm going to repeat that again. Regardless of what strategy you put out there, it does not matter, even if you follow through with it, if you can't get all of your energy behind the up level and the strategy that you are implementing and that you are craving, the strategy does not matter. So how do we get our belief behind the bigger vision? How do we hold space for that expansion without sabotaging ourselves with fear? I think the first thing is always acknowledging that this bigger vision is perfect for you right now. Like, you were given the vision purposefully. I don't have your vision. You don't have my vision, right? You don't have your best friend's vision. Even if it's similar, it's not 100% the same. You were given the particular vision for a reason. And that is fucking sacred. That is fucking inspired action, Jesus. That is the answer of where you're meant to go next. Oh, but sometimes our ego gets in the fucking way, that fear comes up. And what all that is, I like to label it. When that fear comes up, all that is I say, you know what? That's the old version of me. It's the old version of me. And I choose this new reality. I step into this new reality, whether it's my first $60,000 in business, whether it's my first seven-figure year, whether it's starting a family with my husband. I know that it's meant for me. And so we have to retrain ourselves to keep coming back to that place of, that vision's meant for me. That vision's meant for me. That vision is scary, but it's meant for me. Right? I can do it. I can do the fucking hard things. Isn't it Glennon Doyle who has like an entire podcast around We Can Do the Hard Things? I don't resonate with her 100%. I don't really listen to her, but I did read her book, Untamed. I do recommend it. It was definitely a good, insightful book. For some points of our lives. But it's acknowledging that we're going to put in our energy towards something, whether your vision is a 10-year vision, a 1-year vision, a 1-month vision, whatever it is. You're going to put your intention into something. You're going to put your energy into something. You're going to put your thoughts into something. Your time into something. Your belief into something. Are you going to put it into the vision that you know is meant for you? Are you going to keep putting it into a vision that's a half-assed version of what you actually want? So when I was in the call before with my friend who I'm in a mastermind with, you know, the fears were, but other people are already doing it. But other people already do it better. But I don't speak like that person. So how could I talk about the same topic as them? Will people even want this? Will people even want me? What if this completely fucking backfires in my face? And you know what my answer is to all of that? So what? So what? Because I know that I'm backed by the universe. Let's say it did all blow up in my face. It was meant to happen. So let's say you go all in on your vision. Like, number one, do you really think it would backfire? Absolutely not. Like, there's the part of me that looks at the bigger expansion, the bigger vision for my business that I just mapped out. And it's like, fuck yes. Obviously, go after that. Of course, you're fucking Johnny Agresta. You can fucking do it. And then there's the part of me that's like, but you could also just stay here. Here is kind of comfortable. Here is kind of like, It's not bad. Here is pretty great. I'm really happy with what I've manifested and created in my life, in my business, in my health, in my relationships. Here's pretty good. But does here feel great? Does here feel like this is it? You know, here for me now and here for you now feels like a fuck yes, this is it for the old version of you. Yeah, you've up-leveled in some ways. I don't even need to know who you are to know that you have up-leveled. I have an audience of up-leveling humans. You've put in the fucking time. You've put in the fucking energy. You've paid your dues. You've done the struggling. Now you get to see that next level unfold. That is all it is. Staying where you are comes with challenges. And going to where you want to go comes with challenges. It's an inner expansion that it requires for you to be seen by more people, for you to be loved by more people, even for you to be criticized by more people. Right? But the only question we need to ask ourselves is what feels better for me? What feels more true for me? What would I be proud of? You know, there's so many places of my life where I've like almost gotten to the place. I've almost been the expert. I've almost been the top. You know, maybe I'll stay at the top for a little bit, or maybe I'll stay as an expert in a for a little bit, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe a few months, whatever. There's multiple areas that I don't feel like really going into now. And I notice myself as I'm craving this next up level, as I'm craving this next level of impact through my business, this next expansion, I can come up with the ideas to implement. I can come up with exactly what I want to do, how I want to do it, how the message is going to get out there, what the message is, how I'm going to do it, how much energy I'm going to give towards it, what it's going to look like. I can cultivate all of that, and so can you. Some people don't even allow themselves to get there, though. They have the idea, and then they just sit on it, right? And so all these areas in my life where I've almost gone fucking, is it home plate or the home stretch? I don't know. I'm not a sports person. You know what I mean? Like, I've almost gone all the way where I wanted, and then I backed out. That's that sabotage. While also simultaneously knowing that we were always going to get to where we want anyway, where we are meant to be anyway. You will always get there. But you feel the calling now, because the universe is nudging you to make those massive fucking moves. The universe has given you the evidence in all of the other people that you're like, oh, but she does it better, but he does it better. But somebody's already doing it, but I already chose this. The universe is giving you the evidence of what is possible for you. And all of the past times you sabotaged yourself, where you almost did the thing, where you almost went all in, where you almost got to the home runs, whatever the saying is. All of those times are going to add up. And one day you're going to look back and you're like, holy shit, I got here anyway. So my question to you, my prompt and my question to you holding this more expanded vision of your life is, if you knew you were going to get there anyway, then what the fuck are you stressing about, dude? Then what the fuck are you trying to sabotage yourself out of, dude? Then what the fuck are you doing? Are you moving towards it? Are you implementing those ideas? Are you following through? Are you going all in? Or are you backing down? You're gonna get there anyway. Like, do you get that? It is planned already for you. The universe gave you the vision. You see it because it is there for you. It's going to unfold. You literally don't have a choice in that. But you have a choice in your actions today with how quickly you fucking get there. With how all in you get there. With how beautiful you can create your life. You know, I'm a firm believer that I don't think everything has been planned out. I think there are different routes that this version of us on this earth can take. There's different versions that we can always take, right? But the most expansive one that you can see in this physical form of yours right now, the most expansive one comes with the lessons that you're meant to learn to become your happiest, healthiest, wealthiest self. The most expanded vision in this iteration of you is what you're meant to go for. Right? So whether it's this version of you or another version of you out there in the multiverse, whatever, one version of you is going to fucking go after it. Are you going to choose it? And that's how you quantum leap. That's how you jump. That's how you get to where you want to go. By choosing that vision, the most expanded vision, the biggest vision you fucking could come up with, and you keep adjusting and shifting and healing and growing and expanding into that person who has the capacity to receive such a beautiful life. It's out there already for you. By you choosing it, you're going to get there. You choose it, you're on the way there. You choose it, you're on the way there. So that's not a scary thing, is it? The scary thing is the judgments we hold against ourselves. I'm not that person. Well, you're going to become that person, right? So when I held the vision with my friend before, literally it was like an hour or two ago, and we were talking about the bigger vision for my business, putting things in place. It was so great. It just rolls off my tongue, And I'll get into some tangible things that you can do to really hold this expanded vision and make it normal for you. Whew. But when I was doing that with her, it just rolled off my tongue as if, like, it already exists. Like, nobody else is telling me to do this. I didn't see anybody else build their business exactly this way. It just feels like it's for me. And that's special. And you get to hold on to that. So if it comes to the tips, you're like, okay, Johnny, this sounds fucking great. What do I do? Number one, every fucking day you hold that vision. You connect to that vision. If you were here for my earlier podcast when I used to solely business coach, you know that I've connected to the vision of what I'm craving every fucking day. Maybe not like every single day, but generally sometime throughout the day, I tap into what am I craving? Like, what am I doing this for? What am I creating? Why am I doing this? And then I'll feel my body change the way I want. I'll feel the result come. I'll even start talking about it. So hold the vision and start to normalize it. That, oh yeah, that's just the place I'm going. Start to talk to yourself. Oh yeah, that's just the place I'm going. Oh yeah, that's just the place I'm going. Yeah, it's normal. Even if you don't believe it initially, you envision it enough, your subconscious starts to believe that it's true. And you don't need to understand anything about the subconscious. I manifested beautiful things in my life before ever even knowing that word. While practicing manifestation, before I even knew what that word was. So you don't even need to know anything about the subconscious or manifestation as a whole. But if you start normalizing the new level, you start envisioning it continuously, you start feeling the feelings pretty, and then you start taking the action, you start taking the fucking action, the inspired action that you feel called to do right now. It may not be the action that you would take in 10 years. It may not be the action that you would take, you know, I don't know, typically I'll make a list of like things I want to do now, things that I feel called to do like immediately this next week. And then like they're the future things, you know? So you may not be doing the future things, or you may not be having the multiple million dollar, you know, business or whatever it is right now, but you take the action you feel called to take. What's the logical next step for you? What do you feel called to do? Right? It will happen. You will start seeing things add up. You will start manifesting things that you've decided are already yours. Not even decided, fuck that, you accept are already yours, okay? You're not even deciding, you're just accepting. It's already there. The possibility is already there. You're just accepting it, right? So tangible action step number one is envision it. Envision the vision of what you're creating every single day, whether it's manifesting a different body, a different relationship, or an entire up-level of your entire life. Envision it daily. And don't force it, but ask yourself, what does it feel like today? You know, just because you envision something once doesn't mean you have to hold on to it. Envision what feels true for you today. Do that every fucking day. If you've been in my manifestation course, you know that that is a habit I recommend every single day. Second thing is start to speak it into existence. You might feel like a crazy person. I feel like, but there's no way I have that. And I'm not saying to lie to people and say, I make $1 million if you don't make $1 million. But for people who you feel safe with, for people who, I don't know, my husband and I will just start talking about, we're manifesting something specific with a new car that we're getting. And so we just start talking about it as if it's already happening. Oh yeah, you know, we're going to drive off the lot with this, and it's going to be with this amount of money down and this amount per month. And it's just going to feel really good. It's going to be fucking beautiful. Even before we even went to the dealership, he went to the dealership yesterday. You know, we just start talking about it as if it's already happening, because what you speak about comes to existence. So this comes back to making it easy and holding space for the vision. And it doesn't have to be a scary thing. It gets to be a fun thing, because you literally write your reality. You speak your reality. A great book for this, I've recommended this before, is Get Rich, Lucky Bitch. I could not tell you who the author is, but such a good book. Highly recommend. But you speak, like, it gets to be fun because you speak it into existence. You're speaking something to existence already. Do you get that? Which means you just got to start speaking and leaning into the energy of something else. So find people who it feels normal with, right? And the last tip I have for you is find a mentor that expands you, not just on podcasts, not just that you know, watch their stories or whatever. That's beautiful, and I'm so grateful to have you here, but there is a huge difference between having a mentor who expands you and holds you to that vision and challenges you when you want to give up versus you just like listening to my podcast. You know, I believe we get the most perfect thing. Like, this is the most perfect thing for you. And if, you know, this vibed with you and this was something you needed, please let me know. I love hearing from you. But there's a difference between, let's say, having me every day in your life and being a part of one of your course, being a part of one of my courses, or being in my mastermind and listening to me, you know, once in a while or a few times a week. There's a huge difference. When you surround yourself with people who normalize the next level, who confirm to you how normal and easy it's going to be, how simple it gets to be for you just by saying yes and choosing. Like, that's my work as a manifestation mentor. Whether you work with me in business, whether you work with me in health, one of my health programs, or you work with me in my program to manifest a masculine man, that's part of my job for you, is to hold you to that vision. Because there's going to be moments that challenge you, but you're not scared of the challenge. It's not the thing that you're scared of. That's not the reason why you're backing down. The reason why you're backing down is because you're so used to not accepting better. And now it's about normalizing that better gets to be the way. I was on the call with my friend before, and one of the themes that we've been talking about is letting it be easy without overworking ourselves. Letting the businesses that we've put so much effort into and our coaching skills that we've put so much effort into be enough without putting this pressure on ourselves that, oh my goodness, I need to do more. And her and I are both in a season of everything coming true, and yet there's still the part of us that's like, well, we could fuck it up a little bit. We could burn ourselves out a little bit. We could overwork ourselves a little bit. We can go back into our masculine a little bit. We can do that. And then we both just tell each other, no. That's no longer the reality we are choosing. All right? So having people in your space who aren't just like friends, but also who are your mentors is so important. I 1,000,000,000% would not be here without having mentors almost every single step of the way. Do I have any more tips about this? The moments when you doubt yourself. Instead of trying to avoid them, I want you to entertain them, which I know sounds crazy. But what you resist persists, so we don't do that. But we acknowledge them, and we're like, hey, why is this belief coming up? Why is this struggle coming up? What's the lesson here for me? Is it just a simple shift that I need to choose something different? Or is there a bigger thing that I need to implement that the universe is showing me? Right? A lesson that I'm meant to learn. Right? There's always a reason why it's coming up. When you choose a new level, everything that's holding you in your current space is going to rise up. And you are going to be challenged by it. That is the beauty, because that's the expansion process. And you don't got to be scared of that. I think the scarier thing is staying where I am, as beautiful as it is. I think the scarier thing is seeing the vision, having the desire, and saying, I'm not worthy of it. Is that not scarier? Is that not what you're choosing by not holding the vision for the bigger thing in your life or the more expanded version of your life? Right? Think about it. If you're not choosing the more expanded version, you're saying, I'm not worthy of it. So you don't have to go back down and deep into your worthiness wound and heal that again. In this moment, this is your job to practice choosing something that you want and giving it to yourself and working for it and showing yourself that you can have it. So many people stay, especially in the spiritual world, so many people stay on the side of, I just got to heal my worthiness. I just got to heal a little bit more and then I will do. Y'all, doing is healing. Showing up for your desires is part of the healing process. Going through relationships or having someone witness you in a relationship is healing. Having someone see you be vulnerable is healing. Having your social media platform feel vulnerable is healing. Right? So, what are you going to choose? I kind of want to say, what are you going to choose, bitch? But I'm not going to say that. A little spiciness coming out of me. I call myself that word all the time in like a nice way, but it's just a spicy word, whatever. But what are you going to choose? Okay. Obviously, we know what you're going to choose. You didn't listen all this way to fucking choose the not expanded vision. Ugh. No. I believe in you. If you need someone just to believe in you a little more than you believe in yourself, which definitely is a thing. Sometimes I just go to my husband, dude, I just need you to believe in me because I don't believe in me right now. And then we talk about it and he fucking hypes me up. I'm like, cool. Or I'll go to my coach. Hey, I'm fucking struggling right now. Cool. They help me. So I want to be that person for you in this moment, whether you ever pay me or not. I fucking believe that you can do it. In fact, I know that you can do it because you got the vision. And if you got the vision, you got the chops to pull it off. I don't know. Okay, that's my spiel for today. Let me know what came through you. Let me know if this was helpful. Share it with your peeps who can use it. And I love having you here. And I hope your weekend is absolutely amazing. If I do not talk to you, I will see you all soon.